A group of New York writers and activists is hosting banned countries dinners to highlight the cuisine of places targeted by the Trump administration's attempted travel bans. But do open mouths lead to open minds? Daniela Czeslow investigates.
DW.
In a Brooklyn kitchen, a cook is turning shoulders of lamb on the grill. And another one is rolling dough out into long flatbreads. These are the final touches on dinner on a spring Sunday. About 85 guests sit down at tables loaded with roasted minced red pepper, thinly sliced carrots, and thick black olives. There are plates piled high with hummus. The flatbread is warm and drenched in olive oil. The waiters squeeze more dishes in.
Do another one here for space. Lamb tartare.
This food has been a focus for journalist Dalia Mortada. She grew up in a Syrian family in Virginia. In 2011, Dalia moved to Istanbul in Turkey just as protests began in neighboring Syria against the government. Dalia figured things would calm down and she could visit relatives in Damascus and work as a journalist. Instead, war broke out. Syrian refugees and their food streamed into Turkey.
When I first arrived in Istanbul, I couldn't find a lot of Syrian staples. Even things like Arabic bread, cilantro wasn't that easy to find. And then circa 2013, 2014, all of a sudden we started to see eateries pop up and we started to see whole neighborhoods transform.
5 million Syrians have fled their country, and Dalia started a project called Savoring Syria to report on them through food. One woman couldn't eat tangerines because her son had been carrying a bag of them when he was killed. A Syrian pastry chef took a boat to Greece and made it to Germany. His wife and children followed 6 months later. Dalia met the reunited family, including the chef's little girl.
For her 5th birthday in Germany, her dad got to make her a birthday cake.
Tonight, Dalia is sharing these stories. Her partner is the Roads and Kingdoms food and travel website. Executive editor Kara Parks tells me this meal is part of a banned countries dinner series. The goal is to highlight the food and culture of 8 Muslim-majority countries that President Donald Trump singled out in an immigration ban. Judges froze his order for now. It's in appeals. Kara and I chat as the next course comes out. It's ground lamb wrapped around cinnamon skewers.
Should we try it?
Yeah, let's try it.
Okay.
A little sweet, a little sour, a little savory, meaty kind of feeling. That's really good.
Kara says this dinner is not just about eating well. It's an act of empathy.
I want these dinners to put a human face on what can become a sort of faceless tragedy. When you're eating someone else's food and celebrating their culture, you realize that, you know, this is all real. These steaks are real.
Simone Rutkowitz is sitting with her parents and a friend. They each paid $125 to be here. Proceeds go to a charity for Syrian kids. Simone is thinking back to a trip she took to Aleppo in Syria in 2009.
They have a lot of these really large, really beautiful old houses with courtyard spaces, and everyone is eating in the dining rooms, and people are sometimes playing different board games.
Now many of the places Simone visited are in ruins. Her mom tells me she's ashamed of the way America is treating refugees.
Greg, can you pass me the micro cilantro?
The chef here has never seen the restaurant Simone remembers. Eldad Shemtov's grandmother came from Syria, but as an Israeli, he can't visit. The two countries are enemies.
All of the flavors, all the basics, recipes, it's something I grew up in my house. And then, obviously, as a chef or in a restaurant, we tried a little bit to twist it, to make it as fresh as possible.
Dalia says this twist reflects reality. Syrian food is changing in exile. She says maybe one day there'll be a Syrian Puerto Rican fusion.
Oh my gosh.
Dessert comes out. It's the cheese pastry knafe topped with pistachios and plates of square date cookies and rich rice pudding. Dalia says she's working on a cookbook to document this cuisine, and she hopes Savoring Syria can help refugees make a living by cooking wherever they are.
They are realizing that their situation is no longer temporary.
For DW in New York, I'm Daniela Czeslow.
This report was brought to you by DW.